It is good for us to be here. We gather once a week, a couple drives from the west, and finds happily parking nearby. In they come, rubbing her eyes from sleep. An undergraduate from across Commonwealth makes her way into church at 1 before 11. In Rhode Island, a regular radio listener brews a pot of coffee and turns up the volume. A woman descends from the tee, steps past a puddle, and makes her way into worship. It is good for us to be here. Peter, James, and his brother John have already preceded us. It is comforting to know that we have forebears in the faith and even to know their names. We are ascending and descending a mountain of transfiguration, ascending and descending a seven-story mountain, a mountain of change, life as we know it. We take a step up and another here together. You know, this week again, and in the weeks immediately preceding, we have been reminded of global change, the transfiguration happening all over the globe. Some of our students have just returned from a junior year abroad or a part of such a year, and they can bear witness, especially to the unexpected or unforeseen changes in the Middle East. The ice is a little bit thinner in history and politics than perhaps once we thought, especially around the ancient basin of the Mediterranean Sea. How shall we think about our conjoint desire for liberty and justice, for security and freedom? We are moving up. We take a step. What a beautiful, transforming sentence in the Holy Scripture. He led them up step by step. Peter, James, and John, his brother, knew with the Lord Jesus Christ the bonds of relational intimacy, of friendship. We step along in life, and we come to points where we experience the loss of close, of dear friends. We recognize the stature of our friends and friendship in the moment of their loss. Our sister congregation across the Charles River is mourning the loss of our dear friend and colleague and mentor, the Reverend Professor Peter Gomes, whose pitch-perfect humor and strong personal courage abide with us still. A late sermon from this autumn began with his conversation with a Harvard fresh woman who said to him, "I'm so disappointed. I came here expecting to have interesting conversations and meet interesting people, famous people, people well known, celebrities, people of stature, and I haven't met anybody." At which point he interrupted and said, "Well, not to put too fine a point upon it, but you have met me, and I am not a celebrity, but I am an institution." As a friend remembers him saying in a baccalaureate at Williams College 30 years ago, precious phrases, "I make my living by the sweat of my jaw," pitch-perfect humor. But also, and more so, personal courage to stand on steps 20 years ago, far harder then than now, and affirm the full humanity of gay people and close a peroration with a simple sentence in the English language, "I am a Christian who happens to be gay." And also and more so, a capacity to teach the good book, to revere the Scripture, to recognize its authority, sufficient rule and faith and practice, but to do so reading with the mind Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, with a sense of history as well as mystery, with a capacity to render its newness good book. We recognize their stature when we lose our friends and lean again on the gospel. It is good for us to be here, and we step up. We step up into the endless contention and intractable difference of any community life, including our own, our academic community. Like in a marriage, you can only spend a dollar once. Decisions are taken, and chairs filled by Sam are not filled by John. And decisions taken in committee have consequences even when the vote is close. There is a measure of abiding difference in the life of a real community, or at least we were so reminded on our plaza just 3 days ago, when interests in the student body in the liberty of Israel, on the one hand, did not exactly correspond to interest in justice for Palestinians. How shall we together, through difference, find a way step by step forward? He led them up a high mountain. And now here we are, in cloud and voice, in light and sound, photo and phono, in history and in mystery, past, future, memory, hope, Elijah and Moses, the prophets and the law. Here we are. Lifted up, a high moment, once a week. We step up from the worthless to the worthy. We step up from entertainment to enchantment. We step up from distraction to presence, the presence of the beloved. Love, mercy. Mercy, mercy, hic et nunc. So Peter, dear Peter, has it right. It is good for us to be here, though then immediately he misrenders his own true gospel by saying, let us build, let us do. But what is there to do in the presence of the fearful presence of the mysterium tremendum, awe, wonder. This is not about human doing. It is about human being. To listen, to receive, to accept, to take. Sin is not taking what is given. Health, life, salvation, we receive. Mercy. Our friends do not stay upon the high mountain. They descend, as do we, step by step. In correspondence with the difference in our community, now having received mercy, we may have a bit of pardon to share. Having received light and voice, photo and phono. Matthew, of course, adds the bright sun. He adds the kneeling. He adds the well-pleased. He adds the bright cloud to encourage us here and there to find a way to share what we have received, mercy. To resist again the temptation, for example, to use hate or at least hateful speech in dialogue. To make a way for an extended conversation that, if nothing else, has a true historical dimension in it. To step along down, as we must, but to share a bit of what we have received. How shall we bid adieu to dear friends? Is there a better way than by honoring the grace of friendship? Dr. Johnson said, keep your friendships in good repair. That means it costs to make and keep friends. It costs time, space, attention, conversation, dialogue, communion, meals, all. In that way, it's like faith. What a gift. Every trite thing, this is true of grandparenthood too, but every trite thing said about friendship is lastingly so. Friends give ourselves back to us, give us back our own true selves. A friend in need is a friend indeed. A real friend risks the friendship for the sake of the friend. Step along, step along, step along down. He led them up, he took them down, up a high mountain. If an hour of worship is not worth our attention, what is? And down they come, down we come to the straight path and the narrow gate of life in faith, where we shall find a way to add the dimensions of history and mystery that are our gift to the future, especially here in this community of learning. We shall do so in a way that allows us to carry a bit of mercy, to be encouraged for another step, another moment of listening, another kindness, a little bit of salt, a little bit of light, so that we might do justly and love mercy and walk humbly, that we might live to love and learn, that we might pray and tithe and keep faith, that we might, in just a few days, begin the disciplines of Lent. Now, you may want to consider this year a green Lent. What would a green Lent look like? You will tell me. We might name the forms of pollution abroad, personal debt, carbon emission, needless email, and you may want to save your money, park your car, and do not reply all. Or some other such moment in Lenten devotion. Peter had it right. It is good for us to be here. So in a moment, a couple will drive back west, having parked and now driving. A young woman will continue to rub the sleep from her eyes and lope across Commonwealth Avenue. Our radio listener in Rhode Island will drink his last cup of coffee and open the paper, and a woman will find her way to the tea stop and ascend for the life and the work of another week. It is good for us to be here. Amen.